Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
Yeah, there it is. So, welcome to the Mosh Pit with your host, Wes Everett, and his wonderful co-host,
Ms. AJ Greenman.
And we are here with Mr. Steve Scott from the Word 66.
How's it going, man? Appreciate you having me on.
Oh, absolutely. So, what have you been up to in these crazy times of 2020?
Oh, man. Honestly, I got to tell you, man, I've been doing a lot of hibernation, you know? You know, there are some people that don't take this COVID thing too seriously, but I do, you know. So there's certain places I won't go and certain things I won't do. And, you know, I'm a mask wearer and a hand washer and all that kind of stuff, man, because God has big plans for us to spread this music out there. And if you're dead, you can't do that.
Yeah, that kind of cuts into being able to spread the word, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
I agree.
Well, from us to you, we thank you for being a hand washer and a germaphobe like the rest of us.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that you guys are. You know, I'm also in the entertainment industry for work as well. And, you know, I do a lot of events and there's a lot of people, man, that are just like gathered together and nobody's wearing masks. Nobody's paying attention to anything. And I get people out and they're dancing and they're having a great time and stuff. And I'm just amazed, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they have no care in the world. Like it's not going to affect me.
Right. It's not going to I'm not going to catch it and I'm not going to catch it and give it to everybody else. And, you know, but I guess that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, yeah. We can have a session on this one. I think it's a new American way of it won't happen to me. It'll happen to you, but it won't happen to me.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I can say from experience, it happened to me. Even with the hand washing, mask wearing, gloves, and all that stuff, I still caught it.
Really?
Really. I put me down for, what, about 4 days, give or take? It was light. It was basically the flu. I'll stick by that, but I've got a great immune system, so. But great. I did my part of quarantining and staying away. She didn't even come up, so.
Yeah, I stayed away for like, what,
two weeks?
I completely stayed away. Well, I'm a children's hairstylist by night, or hair by day, and, you know, heavy rocker by night. But,
we go along.
But yeah, so I'm in children's area and their bubbles, so I am the crazy mask wearer, hand washer, sanitizer. Like I take a bath in hand sanitizer every day. And if I can't get to a sink, it's like, I gotta use my wipes. I'm like the crazy lady. But I will tell you with all of that, I am that person and everybody else around me has had someone who they love have it, and or have had it themselves, and I haven't yet. So knock on wood.
Knock on wood. And me as well, you know, thank God I haven't caught it either, you know, and I definitely want to be one of those people that when this thing, we get over this thing, I want to be one of those people that can say, didn't get me, you know?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Exactly. And you had it mild, Wes, which is great, man. I mean, you know, I mean, you could have been in a hospital on a respirator and
yeah. I know he doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't do anything harmful to his body, except for maybe Mountain Dew. I mean,
my liver's coated in Mountain Dew. Stuff right there.
My liver and kidney are coated in Mountain Dew, so that's what saved me.
So
you've got a new song that's out, and it's number 10 on the Spiderwebs Radio. Top, what is it, 25?
Top 25, yeah.
Top 25. That's pretty awesome. Give us a little backstory about that.
Well, you know, the song is called On the Way to the Promised Land. And for your listeners, if they're not really familiar, we're a Christian rock band. So our inspiration comes from higher power. And we got together and we finally got into the studio and recorded some music. And we were believing that God has a purpose for us. Everybody has a purpose. And our purpose is to spread the music and the message, or spread the message, I should say, through the music. So we got together and we wrote a whole bunch of music. And we thought that On the Way to the Promised Land would be the first song to release. And it's been great, man. I mean, we've gotten some amazing responses and we've got all kinds of stuff going on. We're on the Mosh Pit podcast.
Yeah, that's when you know you've made it.
That's when you know you've hit the big time. And so I do a lot of self-promotion stuff. So, man, I spend 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, you know, promoting this stuff. No. And we're being played on radio stations all over the world at this time. And Spiderweb Radio got a hold of it and they really liked it. They started to play it. And then it took a few weeks or so. And then we made it into the top 25. And then we were number 19. And then we were number 13. And this week we're number 10. So we're pretty proud of that, man. You know?
Yeah, you definitely should be. And there's some great bands on that list with you guys, along with you guys, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, right above us is the new one from AC/DC.
Yeah.
And then we just got ahead of the new one from Queen. And Shinedown, one of my favorite bands, is on there. And Alice Cooper. No. Yeah, so it's pretty cool, man.
That's awesome, dude. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Hashtag in the company of the greats.
That's right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
But now you just, you've got another song dropping this week, correct?
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about it. We're excited to know about the next song we get to play on the Mosh Pit.
Yeah.
It's a rockin' cover of the classic Spirit in the Sky.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we have Megan Ruger, who was on The Voice, singing backgrounds on that track. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. And we were thinking when we were going in the studio, you know, we want to do your typical cover tune, you know, that everybody does. So we're thinking like, what can we do? And, you know, stuff that's related to a Christianity. And not that the song is so much really related, but I mean, it's Spirit in the Sky and it's, excuse me, and Jesus is mentioned a couple times. So I think that falls in that category. So yeah. So we're thinking, let's record that one. And so we just started rocking out on it and recorded it. And actually, something happened pretty cool by accident while we were recording it. But it turned out to be something on the positive side.
Very cool.
What was that?
Yeah. Well, the end, if you listen to the track, the ending of it, it rocks out, and there's some double bass going, you know, and that was kind of an accident, man. We were just recording the track, and you know, the tape was still running and we just started doing it, you know, and, you know, the drummer started going, and I just started, you know, to do my thing. And it just turned out to be really cool. And when we finished it, we were like, you know, we've got to keep that in there. So,
yeah, very cool.
That cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So taking a cover and making it your own. I love those.
I think that people relate to songs like that because they know the words, but it's a new sound.
Right.
You know, so I really believe that it's familiar, but it's new.
Right. And I'm sure, AJ, there's going to be a lot of people out there, too, that don't even know the song, you know. I mean, because the song was originally done by Norman Greenbaum in, I think it was 1969.
Mm-hmm.
So, so like I said, you know, a lot of the newer listeners and a lot of the millennials, you know, probably might not have heard the song before. So they may think it's a new tune.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I remember my aunt had gotten a ragtop Mustang one year. And she was like, let's go ride in it with the top down. And she turned on Spirit in the Sky and we blasted that track. And it was just so cool because, you know, I'm like 13 years old, got my hands up, the ragtop's down, the air's going through my hair, and I'm singing at the top of my lungs, Spirit in the Sky. These are like the memories of childhood that just make you feel all fuzzy inside. And it's cool that music can do that.
Music is so powerful. You know, and I mean, it could make you relive certain times, you know, good or bad. And it makes you feel certain things. And it's just really cool. And, you know, as I mentioned before, I think that's what our mission is in life. Our purpose is to try to, you know, send out some positive messages and hopefully people, you know, will hear it when they need to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, also it helps them be comfortable when they hear it, because I know from people telling me, you know, it's kind of uncomfortable. And I'm like, honey, that's just the Holy Spirit, you know, like it kind of makes you a little uncomfortable because you're thinking about all the things you've done and all the things you're going to do and everything. And it's, you know, getting past that and becoming closer to the Lord. So sometimes music helps you slow down and be a little more comfortable to accept that in your life.
Absolutely right.
So it's just something that I used to go to a church that did something called Backyard Bible Jam, and Herb Moon was the preacher, and he would take popular songs like Lean on Me and, you know, back in the 90s popular songs, and he would rework them to be Christian songs. And that's how we learned our Bible verses. And it was easy for kids to remember. It was easy. It was comfortable for us to remember. And it was cool because it was music.
That's genius.
So.
Should be more like that around. Maybe more people would be in the church.
Right?
Very true.
Yeah.
I just learned this and I didn't know it. And, you know, I've listened to you two ever since I was young, but people ask them, are you a Christian band? And did you know they never openly say they're a Christian band, but they never openly say that they're not. They only say that their songs have a higher power. Did you know that?
No, which band is this?
You two.
Oh, you two. Oh, no, you know, just recently I found this one station that plays some Christian stuff, and they played some U2 on there. And I was thinking, like, is that a Christian band? And it's always great to hear, you know, that kind of stuff from bands that you didn't think were Christian bands are Christian bands.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I just found that. In fact, I found it out while we were driving through Louisiana. We were listening to a U2 song, and Wes was like, you know, that's a Christian band, right? And I was like, nuh-uh. And I looked it up, and it said, you know, they have never confirmed nor denied, but because they wanted to spread their beliefs without, you know, like slapping people in the face with them. So I just thought that was kind of cool. You know, you're getting positive messages and you don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I think I've just become a U2 fan.
That's awesome. So are you the bass player for Word 66?
I'm the guitarist.
Guitarist. Okay. How long have you been playing guitar? When did you pick that up?
Oh man, many, many moons ago, man. I was a little kid, probably I'd say about 16. When I was growing up, my parents, wanted to get us into music, and there were two instruments that were laying around the house. So there was a trumpet and there was a clarinet. So they're like, which one you want to play? So I chose the trumpet, and I kind of sucked on it. and I regret it because it's kind of a cool instrument. I mean, it's not your hard rock metal kind of instrument, but it's still a really cool instrument. And like I said, I remember being in band, and I was the one that was screwing up the songs. You know, the conductor was doing his thing, and then I remember him going, wait a minute, what? And I think that was me. So my heart wasn't in it, man. So eventually, parents bought me a guitar and a small amp, so I started playing. And, I that's all I've ever wanted to do ever since.
Nice. Well, that's cool, man.
So have you gotten into any other types of hobbies other than music? Do you paint? Do you, build figurines in your basement? Like, have you gotten any other types of hobbies?
I do. I like to build little figurines of of angels and.
Hey, listen, don't, you think this is funny because I literally built a figurine of an angel out of garbage.
Really?
Yes, because I do that kind of thing. I take things that people don't want anymore, like mannequins and busts and stuff and bird cages, and I make art out of them.
That's a beautiful thing. That's very cool. But I do paint. That's something I got into. I kind of painted a logo for the band, but at first it was something that I was using as, you know, a backdrop for, you know, for all the things that we put out, you know, and, you know, the pictures and for the CD and all that kind of stuff. And then it's not there yet. You know what I mean? It's like, I can paint and it's okay, but it's not really what I would call professional grade. I also came up with this really cool idea for an album cover too. And I'm talking to someone else that I know who is an artist that maybe can recreate it in a professional way for me. Because it's kind of like, you know, if you like put it out on the CD, you know, people might pick up the cover, let's say, and go like, do these guys suck? Or they look like they might suck, you know? And then you won't even get to listen, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, I feel like every artist is that way, though. Everybody looks at their work and is their biggest critic.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true. But that's something I like to do. I do like to paint sometimes. And I play tennis and stuff like that. I'm into sports and things. And my three passions in life, I would have to say, are, you know, God, music, and animals, actually.
Ooh, nice. So do you have a pet?
I have three dogs.
Nice. What kind?
I have a shepherd, a Dobie, and my newest girl is a pit boxer mix.
Ooh, I bet you she's gorgeous.
She is absolutely beautiful. She's got one negative thing about her, though.
What's that?
She likes to eat poop.
No! My sister has a dog that likes to lick after other dogs have peed.
Oh.
And it's like, why? Why? Get away from it. Why? What's your problem?
No, I thought she was over it because I got some stuff from the vet that you can give the dog. And then I thought she was done. And then the other day I caught her, doing that. And that's not a great thing to see.
No.
Not very
lucky. No, not at all.
So, and then it becomes the no kissing zone, you know what I mean? So then,
I know where your mouth has been. Go
no, 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 no,
no. Get away from me.
We have a blue heeler, and we saved him. He ran up to the house, and he actually has one eyeball.
Oh, that's cool that you found the love for that animal. That's great. I was thinking about finding one like that myself before I got her.
No,
I was kind of inquiring because, you know, that's the dog that nobody wants to adopt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had one. He just kind of showed up at the house. And at first it was, okay, we're not going to keep this dog. We barely have time to even
think.
Yeah. Stay. We're barely home as it is. Not something we should say on the podcast. But eventually he just showed up, started hanging out, found out it was our neighbors, and my neighbor was like, look, I can't take care of him. I'm home even less than you guys are.
You like y'all better, you can have him.
Yeah.
And so we were like, all right, I guess we're doing this.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, we have a dog now. And I'll be honest with you, he's been the best dog I've ever had.
100%.
Absolute best.
Dogs are the best, man. And they help make a home. They do. You know, my doggies are so spoiled, man. I mean, I cook for them. They're allowed on the couches. They're always like spread out and they get treats at night. They get their late night snackies at like 11, 12 o'clock at night and stuff like that. I mean, they're so spoiled. They're my kids, man. I don't have kids, so.
Yep.
We don't have kids either. We have Sparky.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I relate.
Yeah. And that's exactly how we feel about him too. But he really is the best dog we've ever had. And I mean, it's awesome. Would you ever write a song about your dogs?
I did write a song actually that's on It might still be on YouTube, actually. I had a rot, and she died. And I mean, I was pretty distraught about it. It was quite a few years ago. And I wrote a song called, her name is Sasha, and I wrote a song called Sasha's Song. It might still actually be on YouTube somewhere. And I just went into this recording studio, and just for like, it was like an hour or two I was in there. I just brought my acoustic guitar, and it was, that's one thing that I'm really sentimental about, is my dogs. And I remember I had trouble getting through the song. You know,
That's
pretty cool. Because there's this one part in there where the dog, I wrote it from the dog's perspective, talking to me. And there's this one part where it says, I love you, Dad, you know. And every time I play that, it's like I start getting, you know, kind of misty.
Hey, I would too. I mean, like I said, I think of Sparky as my little proverbial child. And he's goofy. Oh, man, the dog is goofy. But I love him.
That's great. Goofy's great in the dog.
He's definitely goofy.
Yeah, adds character.
Yeah, maybe sometime down the road might record that song again as the word 66, because it is a touching song about, you know, a dog that's, you know, moving on to the next part of their life or to the afterlife. And it's a pretty song, man.
Yeah.
And you know, all dogs go to heaven.
That's right. And
it's in the Rainbow Bridge. Yes.
Yes. And I think it'd go over well on the mosh pit too, because all of our listeners are dog lovers. I think there's a rule in podcasting, you have to have a blue heeler, because I know four other podcasters who have a blue heeler.
Those are cool dogs.
They are.
Dude, I swear. I went outside at night, check on him, and the little dog down the way is an American shepherd.
Shepherd,
and she's white. So I see this white movement out of the corner of my eye, and I look over, and she's doing this army crawl through the front yard. And I'm like, what is she doing? And then I see another little movement just in front of her, and it was Sparky, and, you know, he's a blue heeler, so he's black and white. So I'm like, what is going on here? And then I see the third movement up next to the house. There was like 15 deer grazing next to our house. And they had spotted them. And Sparky, I swear, was teaching her how to herd the deer. Because out of nowhere, they start running. And they literally herded those deers all the way around the house and down the hill off into the wild blue. And I was like, what did I just witness? Like, what am I, like... That was cool, but wow, that was goofy.
Those animals, they're working dogs, and they like to do that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
They're bred for those kind of things, actually. You know, if you go back into the lineage of it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Australian sheepdogs, that was what they were used for.
Yeah.
I guess he still got it in him.
Yeah, for sure.
Talk about your collaborations. You said you've got a collaboration with another artist on the Way to the Promised Land, or sorry, on the Spirit in the Sky.
Spirit in the Sky. Yeah.
Got away from myself on that one. Is there anybody that you would like to work with as far as collaborations go?
Honestly, there's nobody I could really think of. I mean, there's a lot of artists that I really admire, mm-hmm. you know, and people I grew up listening to, you know, this is something kind of on the left side here, but, you know, somebody like Paul McCartney,
ooh, you know, yeah.
To do a song with him, I mean, you know, and Christian related, I mean, that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh,
He'd probably do it too.
Yeah, maybe. I think we need to get another song or two out there and get just a little bit more popular, more than have, you know, 10 followers on YouTube.
Yeah, that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. Before we approach him, you know.
I know, right? Just start sending him, will you listen to my demo? Will you listen to my demo?
Artists love that.
Security! Security!
No demo tape.
So, speaking of your inspirations, who were some of your biggest inspirations that you grew up listening to?
You know, I grew up listening to all kinds of stuff, but, you know, I would probably have to say that my biggest influence would be, you know, like Sabbath is a huge influence for me. And you can hear it in some of the other tunes that we have that will be coming out shortly. Sabbath, Priest, you know, bands that are not exactly in the Christian,
yeah,
on the Christian list. Mm-hmm. But those are some of the bands I really like, you know, Zeppelin and, of course, like I mentioned, the Beatles, you know, and then there were some bands like, you know, in the Christian industry, like, you know, I really like Skillet and I like, Disciple and Thousand Foot Crutch, you know, all those kind of bands. So we're kind of a cross between some of those bands. And also, you know, I like, you know, bands like, again, you know, bands like Disturbed and Godsmack and 3 Days Grace. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned earlier, I'm a big Shinedown fan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely been a fan of those guys for a while.
Yeah, I liked your list.
Yeah, that's basically.
Basically our list,
yeah.
Give or take a few.
Oh, yeah, it's a great vocalist, man. And he's got a new track out now with one of the other guys. What is it called? Smith and...
Oh, yeah.
It's not Wesson.
No, not that one. Not that group.
Smith and Myers.
Yeah.
Great song, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to their new album whenever it drops.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Me yeah.
Me too.
Have you heard of the band The Letter Black?
I have.
We did an interview with them a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Really good interview. You know.
Good band. I thought that was...
They really are a bunch of just down to earth. That's, you know, that's something that I can say the positivity of this podcast. We've met some great people and got to talk to some really cool guys and girls. So, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Like, so we like to focus on unsigned artists, indie artists, pretty much anyone who wants to be heard. And when we go out, we literally go out to support our bands. And if we can get you guys booked, we try to get you guys booked in places. So, like, we have met so many incredible people. Who was it? Who was it we got to do the Cedar Town or the barbecue that everybody was looking at us? They were like,
oh, Faithhead?
Faithhead. We got Faithhead to do the this barbecue, and it's like in this podunk country town, and they're like heavy metal Christian band, and everybody's looking like, I'm so confused right now. That was great. But you know, they rocked and did their most 100% of a show, even though people were looking at them like they lost their mind.
Yeah.
Like, it was great. It was great.
Yeah,
I think it's,
you know, that's the thing about this music, you know, the Christian audience is the preferred audience, of course,
mm-hmm.
for what we do. So they understand what we're singing about and what we're trying to, you know, the message that we're trying to get out. But, you know, but it's kind of people kind of look at the Christian thing. If you're not into the Christian rock, you know, they kind of mm-hmm. think you're a certain way as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they probably would never equate the fact that you got a hard rocking band like that, you know, that's into Christian music.
Yeah, because everybody's so used to that whole, you know, the angel choir and
sister act.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're going, no, we're not that.
Yeah, I did this this interview recently, too, where they asked me, you know, what about people that aren't into the, you know, the Christian lifestyle, and they find out that you're Christian, you know, I mean, how does that work, you know? And, you know, I basically just, you know, made sure, you know, to say that we're not weird, you know? Just because we're Christian, we're not weirdos. It's not like we walk around preaching the gospel like 24 hours a day, and we can't say two sentences without mentioning the word God or the word Jesus in there and stuff like that. You know, I said, you know, we're regular people, man. I said, you know, we'll go out for a brew with you guys, and we'll sit down and we'll talk about stuff, you know, anything, you know. And if you want to talk about religion, that's cool, man. We're in there with you. But if it's not what you want to talk about, we're probably not even going to bring it up, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we can talk sports, football, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's so funny because sometimes I feel like people think that when you claim to be like a Christian, like that, an openly claim that you're Christian, people just go to this power of Christ compels you. You're just going to walk around throwing holy water on everybody. Yeah.
and they want to avoid you, and I don't want people to think that of us too, because hopefully we'll get to the next level, you know, and stuff, and we don't want people to, you know, if we do hook up on some tours with, you know, non-Christian bands, mm-hmm. you know, that's cool, you know, that's fine, right. And we're not going to be preaching to these people, you know, you know, the gospel and everything. Like I said, you know, we'll just do our thing, and hopefully people will get the message who want to hear the message.
Right. I think that's good. That's a good policy, and it's a good way to be, you know.
Hey, listen, if you're ready to listen, I'll tell you, but,
right.
you know,
right.
I'm going to wait for you to ask me, because I don't want to, like, shove my beliefs on you and be disrespectful.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's a time and a place for everybody, you know.
Agreed.
I mean, if maybe you're not ready for this yet, and maybe you will be in a year or 5 years or 10 years or 20 years or maybe never.
Right.
And that's cool too, you know. You know, no judgment. I mean, that's fine, you know, whatever you're into is cool with us. Again, but if you want to talk about it, we'd love to talk to you about it, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Moses Moe from Mother's Finest, and you're listening to The Mosh Pit. Moses Moe and the Real Cool Band is going to be at Mad Life February 17th in Woodstock. Please come out, come and check us out. We're going to have a good time. We're going to be rocked till we drop, and I hope to see you there. Love you guys. Where we all
Yeah, absolutely. Along those same lines, what would you say is the best advice to up and coming bands who are trying to make their name, you know, either inside if they're a Christian rock band or if they're not a Christian rock band? Do you have any advice for any up and coming bands?
I would like to get that advice myself. I'd be willing to listen. Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, persistence seems to be, you know, a key word, you know, and one of, and I hope I'm not talking too much about this whole Christian thing, yeah. But the pastor at my church, he was doing a sermon just a couple weeks ago, and that was kind of the gist of the sermon was patience. You know, and I got to admit, I'm not the most patient person in the world. Excuse me, but it spoke to me, you know, and I understood, you know, because, you know, it's easy to get down, you know, and bummed out about, you know, so many things in life, and this whole music thing means the world to us, you know, not just because of it's the fact that it's music, but the fact that we believe that we've been chosen to spread the word. Just real quick for me, I mean, I was away from the church for many years, and I actually put my guitar down also for many years, and I thought I was done, you know? Yeah. And a circumstance happened, and it kind of, God, I believe, brought me back to do this specific thing. So, so, like I said, you know, I try to remember those words and not think about giving up, you know, just kind of keep on, you know, going with it, you know, because mm-hmm. there's a, I believe that in this whole promotional thing that we're doing, there's a lot of opportunities that come that you could submit to, you know, submit your music to. And I think that, and I looked at the statistics of the stuff, you know, of the places that we sent stuff to, and it looks like a lot of it was never even opened. Mm-hmm. So they would say, hey, we've got this rock thing, and, you know, we got this, maybe like a podcast, for instance, there was some podcasts, say, hey, you know, we're looking for a couple bands that we want to do some podcasts with, and we don't even think they opened it. And it's probably because the header said new Christian rock band.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot of people that probably see that and go, ah, nah, I don't want to Christian rock, you know, next, you know.
Yeah.
So you got to just hang in there, man. And we've been fortunate at this time to be added to a lot of radio playlists of all different kinds. You know, so we've got the Christian stuff, we've got the AOR kind of stations, we've got the hair metal, you know, kind of stuff. We actually have a big feature coming up on this syndicated hair metal show coming up in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And we're actually being played on some really hardcore stations as well.
Nice. Congrats.
Well, thanks, man. But, you know, the thing... It's really funny, if I could just kind of go off on a little tangent here.
Yeah. We like tangents.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I can talk. It's kind of in the beginning when we were like even submitting stuff to some of these hardcore stations, you know, Hell Radio and all these kind of things. We're thinking like, you know, at first it was kind of like, well, yeah, I don't think we want to go there. But then... kind of thinking like, well, maybe that's what the purpose is. Mm-hmm. That's part of the plan, is that maybe we need to get our music on some of those stations, because I kind of look at it like bringing some light to the darkness.
Yeah.
And who else is willing to step into hell and bring somebody back?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, just like a firefighter who runs toward the fire. Saviors.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we're thinking, you know, of course, the bottom line is, I mean, with our music, if we can touch even just one person, you know, so one person that's listening to that music in, I'm not saying there's anything bad, you know, wrong with listening to it, but some of the stuff is pretty satanic, you know.
Yeah.
So, but maybe somebody will listen to that and hear the music and the message that we're giving out, and they'll go, oh, okay, well, you know, what I'm doing now in my life really isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe I can check this out, and maybe it was my song or the band's song that kind of brought them to that place, you know, which would be so amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I can't express to you how many times I've heard, like, even Faith Hit, right? For example, Faith Hit is pretty hard rock. Like, they are, like, you have to listen to their lyrics, and then you're like, oh, wait, I'm listening to a Jesus song.
Right, right.
You know, like, you have to listen. Uh-huh. So they're pretty, you know, modernized hard rock. And I gave their CD to a friend of mine, and she calls me. She's like, Amanda, you did not give me a Christian CD. And I'm like, yeah, I did. I gave it to you. And I was like, the Faith Hit CD. And she was like, that's not Christian. And I was like, no, listen to the lyrics, honey. And she calls me back. And she goes, okay, I stand corrected. Like, that's kind of cool to me. Like, people have to actually listen to the words.
Mm-hmm.
And then they understand the message a little better. Because I feel like if it's like, you know, you have to get saved, or, you know, like, you know, if it's like just like there and flashing neon lights, people aren't going to pay attention. But if you actually have to listen and think about it, then you're going to realize it.
You're absolutely right. And some of our music is that way as well. The first track, On the Way to the Promised Land, you know, I don't know if people are really listening to the lyrics, you know, in it, because it's based on the book of Exodus, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to the lyrics, it kind of chronologically takes you through the order of, you know, the book of Exodus. Yeah. You know, kind of from our rock and roll perspective, you know. Quick little story too is, there was this one place that sent our music out for some people to review. Mm-hmm. And of course, the Christian people, they were digging it, man, and they were like, hey, great lyrics and all that kind of stuff. And then there was this one gal who gave us like one star, and she said that the lyrics were absolutely idiotic. So that wow. person obviously is someone that's not Christian, and they're not, you know, into, you know, they don't know anything about the Bible, and they don't know anything, you know, about it. Because I suppose if you listen from that perspective, it would be like, what? What are they talking about? You know, that doesn't make any sense. But if you understand the book, then, you know, I'm really proud of those lyrics, man, you know, because I think they're really cool.
stories in the Bible can be cool, though.
Yeah.
Like, once you read them and understand them, like, there's, like, so many more. People don't realize how modern the Bible can be. Mm-hmm. You know, it may have been written thousands and thousands of years ago, but it's still very modern because they're still going through very similar problems that are trying to, you know, be solved by, you know, being a Christian and right. believing in Jesus and having faith and doing right by other people. And so, like, to have rock and roll songs is not foreign to me. I mean, I just think it just goes hand in hand.
Absolutely. And the stuff that I write as well. I mean, there's stuff that also there's Bible passages in there, and there's all kinds of different stuff, you know. We've got some music, you know, that, you know, of course, has to do directly with Jesus's journey. We've got a song that has to do about the flood, you know, and you know, we've got some stuff that, of course, is very inspired by, you know, those stories. And I love it, man. I think that's really cool.
Awesome, man. Well, we're definitely looking forward to more music from you guys. Before we get out of here, what are your three goals for this coming year? What are three things that you want to get accomplished by the end of 2021?
Well, a lot of musical stuff, if you can believe that. We're hoping, you know, of course, the ultimate goal is to get a record deal, you know, mm-hmm. so we can get our stuff out to the masses. We are hoping that eventually we'll go back to a point in time where, people can go to concerts again. You know, people can go to large arenas again, and we're hoping, of course, to hook up with the tour and make that happen as well. I'd say one of the New Year's resolutions too is going to be just to know God better, you know, to always to figure out ways to hear the message that he's trying to tell. I try to be the best person I can be at all times. Of course, I fall short at times, you know. Jesus, by any means. But I do the best I can, man. And I'm I think I'm a pretty good person, and I'm honest and very sincere and you know, and punctual. all those kind of things. And like I said, I would say to know him better is another one of my goals, and to be the best person I can be.
Those are good, man. Those are really good.
I really appreciate you guys having me on. Hope I didn't bore you too much.
Negative. We love talking to people.
Cool, man. Well, like I said, it was an absolute pleasure being on here. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I look forward to coming on again, hopefully when we've got a lot more tracks out there and a lot more stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Before we sign off, is there anything that you would like to promote? Any places where people can find your music or social media you would like to promote?
Yeah. So the new track, we just released it or put it up for release a few days ago. I got a notification today that it's live on Deezer. So you can check it out on there, but you can find our music everywhere pretty much. It's on Deezer, it's on Pandora, it's on Spotify, it's on iTunes, you know, all those kind of places. Of course, we're on YouTube. The new song will have a new video as well. It's going to be a lyric video again. The next one will probably be a live video, but that'll probably be up in about a week. You know, of course, we're on Facebook and we're on, you know, Instagram and Twitter. The website is theword66.com. Where you could check out the website, and like I said, we're on all different places. And, you know, anybody checks it out, we appreciate it if you can follow and like and comment and all that kind of fun stuff. Be much appreciated.